everybody, and welcome to this week's Pitching In NPL show. And coming up on this week's show, we're going to be joined by the manager at Lancaster City and last year's NPL show manager of the season, Mark Fell. We're also going to be joined by his counterpart at Grantham Town, Martin McIntosh, Jody Bannum at Stafford Rangers, and Gary Haywood at Buxton. But let's kick things off with Lancaster City. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at the Giant Axe. It's a welcome back to the show to Mark Fell. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us, and I hope you all had a lovely summer up there at the Giant Axe. How's the close season been for yourself?
It's been weird. I honestly don't really know. I don't know how a lot of us have got through it, because it's been painful at times. Just the uncertainty of everything. You know, you plan a pre-season, it doesn't happen. You then plan another one, and you then don't have a start date for the league, so you're almost trying to second guess when to get lads in and all that sort of thing. It's been absolutely crazy, and I do think the ones that probably took the chance and got in a bit early or have managed to sort of manage the process best, they have got an advantage come the start of the season. It was it's been amazing how once we got into pre-season, that was crazy as well, because I mean we lost two or three games. And you know, if I'm honest, I don't think the behaviour of some clubs has been great in terms of calling games off. And I know maybe they've done it for the right reason, but maybe not in the right way. So I'm in a WhatsApp group, which a lot of the managers in the league are on. And the amount of times that somebody's been putting a desperate plea in on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for a game on the Saturday, because it's been, I'm sick of hearing unprecedented times, but it is that way. And I'm just happy to be in a position to prepare for a game, for a proper game, in a week's time. And I think once we get started, if indeed we get started, it'll be a relief to a lot of people.
And when it comes to your preparations heading into the brand new season, I mean, when we talk about recruitment, we spoke about it last week with the likes of Andy Teague joining the club and that kind of thing. I mean, how's recruitment been for yourselves?
Yeah, it's been good. We didn't want to do an awful lot, to be honest, because we felt that we were obviously competitive. We felt that we had a team that was, you know, in and around the playoffs. And what we then wanted to do was add, you know, something at both ends of the pitch, really. We got Andy Teague, who we targeted fairly early on. And then we got Rhys Turner, which is probably even as exciting, if not more, than Teague, you know, because he's going to be the one that's going to grab some headlines because of the type of player he is. So, you know, the fact that we managed to get Rhys, and he's set the world on fire in pre-season. He's banged loads of goals in. He's struck up a good partnership with Matt Blinkhorn and Tom Killiffin, who we've brought back to the club as well. So we didn't want to do loads. We brought in some players that we knew to give us, you know, a little bit of squad depth, because I felt that was where we'd lacked a little bit when we had a couple of little sticky patches last season. So we've improved in certain areas. A couple of trialists came in and did fantastic. Christian Sloan, for example, who come from Barrow, via Kendall. So yeah, I think recruitment-wise, we've done a good job. The proof will be in the pudding. And as I always say, you don't actually know where you are. You know, we can measure where we think we are based on last pre-season, but until you get some games going, you don't know. And this league is a different animal this year. You know, you look at some of the noises that are coming out of certain clubs, and I know it doesn't guarantee you anything, but there is a lot of clubs who are expecting to do very well in this league, and there's going to be some disappointed people, I'm sure.
Yes, there's only two promotion spots. We have to remember that, don't we? And when it comes to, you know, what the cake looks like, I mean, at this stage, we're hoping we'll get a full season under our belts, but we just don't know. How much does that affect, you know, your planning, or do you just assume we are going full steam ahead here? And you know, like you say about recruitment elsewhere, how does that factor in with your plans?
Well, you've got to assume that you're going to play the whole season. You've got to. I mean, I was expecting the fixtures to be a bit more brutal than they actually were in the end, because, you know, we are a few weeks late, but it also pushes the league back a few weeks. So I was expecting us to be Saturday, Tuesday until Christmas. I think we stopped being Saturday, Tuesday around November. So, you know, FA Cup permitting, I think you've got to plan for it to be as normal. I think the best teams will be able to adapt to the changes. There's going to be changes this year. Teams are going to go through a period of probably COVID at some point. There's, you know, we've already seen it with certain clubs and games being called off. So the ones that can respond to that and can manage the process, and, you know, there's going to be a bit of luck involved here as well, because you're going to play teams at certain times of the season when they're going to be affected by external factors more than others. So from that perspective, we plan as normal. From the recruitment of other people, there's very little we can do about that. We keep a watchful eye a watchful. I enjoy it, mate. I enjoy, you know, I get a bit jealous, definitely, because, you know, we're not blessed with some of the reigning money trees that seem to have grown in some grounds back gardens in over the summer, which is incredible, really, considering the nation as it is and COVID and all the rest of it. But listen, fair play to them. I have no problem with that. Absolutely no problem with that. You know, I'm just jealous that I haven't got, you know, them sort of resources. But there's nothing we can do. We keep an eye on it. We know where others are. We've always done a good job in terms of due diligence here, and, you know, being a bit obsessed with, not with other people, but being obsessed with knowledge and knowing what's happening around the league and how that might affect us, and trying to be first to different opportunities. So it's just given a different complexion to that. And to be honest, what else has there been to do?
Yes.
Because, you know, I've been sat in my house, you know, working from home like everybody else in the country, and you get on your social media and you see what other people are doing. So what I would say is we've announced signings, of course we have, but other than that, we've tried to sort of go below the radar like we did last season, keep our counsel, let our football do the talking, and hopefully we can at least replicate what we did last season, if not better.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, without putting too much of a spotlight on yourselves, it is about recreating that vibe of last season where, you know, you're the underdogs, and, you know, if the season carried on, there was a good chance you'd make the playoffs. It was such a phenomenal thing. But the trick is, people are going to be a bit wise to that now, aren't they, I suppose?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I always say it shouldn't really have been a surprise to people, because from that October 18, the club's been on a trajectory, really. Obviously, we were bottom at the time. We finished 12th. So we were top of the form table at the end of the 18-19 season. And for us to carry some momentum into 19-20 wasn't, actually, when you looked at it rationally about what evidence was out there, it wasn't unexpected. So, yeah, from my perspective, it's trying to replicate some of that, trying to have set our standards and have our expectations internally. We know teams will do different things against us because we've proven ourselves to be, you know, a force to a degree in the division. So we know we're not, you know, people know they're going to get a tough battle off us. We know we're an honest, resilient, hard-working side, but we've got, you know, some sprinkling of quality as well. So we've got to prepare for people to approach us differently. But we'll do that. We'll do that. And I think our recruitment has helped in terms of that. And if anything, has probably solidified our position as, you know, potentially one of, I think, at least 10 clubs who could all have a say come the end of the season.
Yes, absolutely. And when it comes to recruitment, I've spoken to a few managers about this, because the National League starting a bit later, this phenomena of players on trial and stuff like that up the pyramid, they're not filtering down yet necessarily in the numbers they normally do. So are you on your toes for that? Because you spoke about squad depth and that kind of thing. That would be quite handy in a couple of weeks' time, I'd imagine.
Yeah, you could. This is going to be a really strange situation, because there's going to be a lot of players with the National League, especially, that are not playing football. So they're still going to be probably in pre-season or wherever that is. But if we carry on as the Northern Premier League, then there's going to be a lot of National League players, National League North players, who are probably getting a bit itchy feet, non-contract, probably not getting paid, who are probably going to think, well, where do I go from here? Well, the natural next step is to drop into the Northern Premier League. So I do think the division will be of a higher quality this year. I do. I think, and that's partly the reason of that. I think you've seen it all the way through the football pyramid, where there's probably players that could, you know, handle themselves at a certain level, but having to drop to play first and foremost, and probably having to take less money as well. So I think the division, it's probably the most eagerly anticipated Northern Premier League ever, because of the time it's taken to get some football for people to get out and watch. And I would be pretty certain it's going to be the most competitive that it's been for a long time as well.
Yes, absolutely. And final question, really, Mark. What's your expectations then for the season ahead? I mean, how confident are you that Lancaster are going to perform like you did last season? And how much are you looking forward to it?
Well, I'm confident that we're going to perform, because I've obviously been seeing what we're doing. I've seen what our progress has been like, seeing how we've prepared, seeing, you know, the camaraderie and the group that we've got, and what a little buzz we've got about it already. So, you know, I'm confident. I can't deal with the external factors. I don't know what other people are going to bring to the table. I expect them to be very good, but we will see. My expectation personally is that we want to replicate what we did last season. And I think if we can be in the mix, you know, around Christmas time and have a push, we've got a chance. Obviously, bear in mind last season, it wasn't, the circumstances for us weren't ideal. Me having a 6 week break, you know, just before Christmas wasn't ideal. And although we managed that quite well as a club, you know, that is certainly something that didn't help our cause. And, you know, touch wood, we don't have them issues this year, and we can try and push a little bit harder and a little bit further and see where we end up. But our expectations are is that we set our bar where it was last season and we go for that again.
Mark Fell there, manager of Lancaster City, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Next up on this week's show, let's hear now from Buxton's manager, Gary Haywood. Lots of recruitment gone on at Silverlands over the closed season. And for more on this, I caught up with Gary on Friday evening. Well, Gary, a big thank you for joining us. We're nearly there at the start of a brand new season. How's closed season been for yourself at Buxton?
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, we've had some good results. Training's gone well. I've had one or two little niggles, but bar that, we're nearly ready to go.
And when it comes to lockdown as well, I mean, how difficult has that challenge been? Or has it been beneficial in a strange way? You've had more time to plan and that kind of thing for the new season.
Well, Ben, to be honest, I did all my signings early doors, try and get them sorted. And obviously, it has done well for us because obviously the groups come in and train well. But now we're like good mates, so we're getting to know each other very well now.
Obviously, you know this, and everyone else knows this. There's been a lot of noise around Buxton, whether you created that or other people have created that. I mean, it's been very impressive, the level of recruitment that's gone on at Buxton. I mean, how pleased are you with the talent in that squad?
Yeah, like I said, we did it early. We identified what we wanted, kept what we needed from last season on the good run, and then we went out and got the targets and... Yeah, we're really pleased with the squad, what we've got together.
On last week's preview show, we said, you know, all the signings Gary's made, the biggest thing, and you touched upon it there about re-signings, Diego Di Girolamo staying. That's how important is that? Because he was superb last season, wasn't he?
Yeah, to be honest, when we came in, he started firing, obviously, with the new lads when we brought Tommy Elliott in. Reece King and one or two, he started enjoying his football. And once he started enjoying it, then it was how many goals will he score?
I mean, you've got such a good line up front already, haven't you? So how hopeful are you that you're going to carry that on this season?
Well, we created loads of chances through pre-season. I was just a little bit disappointed with not scoring the goals. Then all of a sudden now, it's starting to click. You know, when we put six past Loughborough, we should have put six past Leek and 3-1, and then four the other night against Chorley, who, by the way, played exceptionally well. We just had a lot of tests, and nothing's been really damaging us at the back line. It's just we've been creating a lot of chances. The last 25 minutes, we've been that fit that sides can't contain us.
And with that regard, with that springboard, and with the level of competition in the dressing room and the quality that's in that dressing room as well, What's your game plan going into this season? Because it's going to be a very competitive year, and it does feel like Buxton are going to be adding to that vibe, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, we want to be competitive, and obviously the reason we've gone out and signed the lads that we are, A, because I knew them, B, we didn't want another season like last year where, you know, I came in just before Christmas, they'd already got 10 points, you know, played four more games more than anyone, we had to play catch-up, and fortunately enough, the lads that we brought in, it did turn itself around, and we don't want another season like that. We want to be as competitive as anybody else, pushing for that elusive playoff spot, or maybe try and win it if we can.
Like you say, it's going to be great turnaround that as well. But how do you keep a lid on it and make sure that, you know, expectations meet reality and vice versa? Because it is going to be there's a hell of a lot of competition, isn't there, this year? It's going to be one hell of a division.
It is, and like I said before, you know, we've got just as much chance as everybody. But at the end of the day, as long as you're not down the bottom, and we are in the right area on the turn, and anything can happen. You know that it's. People can get injured, you can have suspensions. So we've got a squad that hopefully can keep going till the end of the season. Obviously, it's only a 34-week season, I think. But obviously, we want to be as good as we can be. And if we're fortunate to get a playoff spot, then great. If not, then we'll have a go next year. That's how it would be.
And with regards to your planning for this season as well, obviously the National League's going to start a bit later. So have you done recruiting now, or is there still... Because there's still a possibility there's going to be a fair few players, free agents, roaming around come late September, early October, isn't there? So, I mean, are you still on the lookout, or is that pretty much your business done now?
My business is done at the minute, but, Ben, to be honest, I never, ever stop looking. If there's something better out there that's better than what we've got inside, then we'll take them. I'll never sit on my hands. I'm always looking for better and bigger, stronger. That's just how you've got to be at this level of football.
Obviously, as well, when it comes to this season, it is on a bit of a knife edge, isn't it, with regards to the current climate of COVID and that side of things. I mean, does that feature in your thought patterns at all, or is it just a case of you can't really factor in anything, I suppose, at the moment, externally of fixtures that are down on paper?
No, I think, Ben, you've got to have one eye on the COVID situation. So, personally, we've got to be hitting the ground running, because if it goes again, it won't go on. They might go on points per game, I think, or something.
Yes.
So it's just basically, we've got it the ground running. We've just got to be as good as we can be. And obviously, the lads are doing well at the moment. We've got Chester tomorrow, which is another tough game. And we just got to get ready for that.
And with regards to yourself as well, I mean, like you say, I mean, you came in, you tried to shape the squad as much as you can. You were doing it, having to, play games and that kind of thing. It feels like you've built a very good squad here. I mean, what's your message to the Buxton fans as we head into this season?
Well, a lot of the fans have been watching Bux TV and they've been back down, and they get one or two like emailing me and texting me, and they know where I stand. You know, I'm really pleased to see like 300 or 400 the other night against Chorley and 300 against Leek, and obviously tomorrow Chester, there should be 600 there. And we just, obviously, we want them around. That's what we need.
Gary Haywood there, manager of Buxton, joining us here on the NPL show. Let's go slightly east now and to Lincolnshire and to Grantham Town. And Grantham Town's recruitment has been pretty strong, with Martin McIntosh now at the helm at the South Stephen Stadium. And I caught up with Martin on Friday evening. Well, Martin, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the NPL show. How's life at Grantham?
Yeah, it's great. I've really enjoyed it so far. It's been a bit stop-start and been a few problems along the way, but that's football. You never get it smooth, do you?
No, you don't, especially during these current times as well. I mean, how... I daren't use the word beneficial in these times, obviously, but has there been any upside for yourself being able to have a bit more freedom to settle into the club?
Not really, no. It's been all systems go. It's just been, you know, every day on the phone. That's what you have to do. You have to put the effort in to get the best you can on the field. And yeah, so, but yeah, I'm really enjoying it. No complaints at all.
And with regards to the planning for this season as well and recruitment, there's been a few going from the Stephen Stadium, but a fair few coming in as well. And we touched on it on the preview show last week, some very good signings, it has to be said. So what's your take on the current situation with the Grantham Town dressing room and how it's looking?
Well, I think we've only kept two from last season. That was just our opinions. And yeah, we've kept two. We've recruited a lot of players. And we hope that they gel as quick as possible. Sometimes, you know, they can look good on paper, players, but until the ball's kicked, you never know how things are going to go. So, we're hopeful that we've recruited well, and we're optimistic. But again, very cautious, because you know what this league's like. Everyone's capable, aren't they? So, you can't start talking yourself up about what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. So, I'm going to keep that one quiet, I think.
And the thing is as well about Grantham, as I was kind of underplaying it, but the recruitment has been pretty good. So are you expecting a bit of an upturn in fortunes for the club this season and a return to where Grantham were a few years back, perhaps?
Well, I think the main thing is any manager and any chairman, anyone at a club, is that you need to progress. So, I mean, we've not won an away game for almost 2 years, believe it or not, which is pretty horrendous, really. So first and foremost, you know, we were struggling last season towards the end of the season before it shut down, and so we must make a marked improvement in that.
And with regards to preparations for the coming season, obviously it's going to be a season like no other with the current COVID situation and how it's affecting all walks of life. How difficult is it to prepare for this? And with regards to pre-season friendlies, we've seen on Twitter late on, you know, your friendly with Brad Park Avenue is off last minute. And, you know, I mean, it's been a tricky situation, all of this. And what's your take on that side of things?
Yeah, I mean, even last Saturday, our match was off last Saturday as well. So our preparation's been really quite difficult. But, you know, one of the players spoke to me last week and said that a family member had, you know, had had symptoms and problems and so on. So you know, we erred on the caution there. And I think, is it the right thing to do? Of course it is. You know, you have to, you know, you're talking about lives here, so you can't be selfish to go and play a football match. But at the same time, you know, the common cold and you know, can occur, and it's not COVID. So, you know, it's a very, very difficult one to you know, to make decisions and are they rash or are they correct or are they cautious. So that's where I'm beginning to see where, you know, we have to get this right, and it's quite difficult, really.
With regards to the fixtures that are coming up, back to the football side of things, I mean, the first game of the season is Morpeth away. Morpeth are one of the teams who are quite highly fancied. I mean, how important is it to have a good start? Because with COVID, there might be some stop-start nature to this. There might be points per game coming to it towards the end. So how important is it to have a level of consistency right from the off?
Well, there's not many more difficult games, you know, for a first game than Morpeth away. You know, they're a very, very well established club now at this level, and they've got very, very good players. So, you know, we know it's going to be really, really tough. So, yeah, I can only prepare the players as well as we think, and you know, and see what happens on the day. It's like I say, you never know how things are going to go. I've had worrying times in the past in this division where I'm really, really unsure as to, you know, if we're going to do well, and we've ended up doing fantastically well. Many other times I've been disappointed. So really, until you get on that field, you really can't tell. It's in this division, anyone can beat anyone on the day, as you know.
Yeah, and I was going to add, because you mentioned how good Grantham's recruitment's been. Is it done now, your recruitment? Because there's going to be a fair few players, free agents, roaming around in the next coming weeks, isn't there, with the conference situation at the moment? So where are we up to with your plans for the final squad selection for that game against Morpeth?
No, I've still got room for others, without a doubt. I'm very, very happy with the squad, but at the same time, we're always looking to improve, and you know, with the backing of the board and the chairman, if need be, if something comes up that's going to be beneficial for everyone, then I'll be able to do it.
Excellent stuff. And with regards to the season and what's coming up, it does feel like it's going to be one of the most competitive Northern Premier League Premier Division seasons that I can remember. How much are you looking forward to getting involved?
I think for probably couple of years, so it's not really done me any harm, but it's a fantastic league. I mean, you know, it's you know, we watch the Premier League and the Championship and so on, but I think the Northern Premier League's got really something special about it. Like I say, any team can beat anyone else, and there's so many different teams with different styles, and it's so passionate, and I think it's fantastic. I love every minute of it, and you know, I'm thankful and grateful to be in this job.
And how much you're looking to that first game? How much you're looking forward to that trip to Morpeth and seeing what your team's capable of really early on?
Yeah. You know, that's why we're in it. We look forward to it, and you know, we love the football, and you know, we love the challenge. It certainly will be a challenge at Morpeth, and yeah, we can't wait. It's we've waited too long for football now. It's been so frustrating. So, I mean, the fans, everyone, they're absolutely itching to get back. So, you know, we're the same. We're no different.
Martin McIntosh there, manager of Grantham Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. That's nearly it for this week's NPL show, but just before we go, there's just enough time for one last interview, and that takes us to Jodie Banham at Stafford Rangers. He took over at the back end of last season. And to find out how he's settling in, here's Jodie Banham speaking to me on Friday lunchtime. Well, Jodie, a big thank you for joining us. And we're nearly at the start of a new season. How's the close season been and how are you settling in at Stafford?
Good, yeah, really good. Actually, it's been a long pre-season, but it's been a really productive one. I came in and we had a squad in place that was there from last year, so it was just assessing that squad, deciding kind of who we wanted to stay and you know what areas we'd like to strengthen. So it's been a busy period, and then obviously then combining training with games and stuff. So been an enjoyable one. And I think it's gone better than I actually envisaged, to be honest with you. We're in a pretty good space at this moment in time.
I was going to add, I mean, you came in during this weird period we've had where we've not had much football and stuff like that. Has that been strangely beneficial for you to enable you to settle in a bit quicker and with less pressure?
Yes and no, really. I think everyone's in the same boat. It's been difficult because you don't know when the season's going to start, so you don't know what you're planning for. You know, we had pre-season games booked in with National League teams, and obviously their season gets put back. So you're postponing games and you know trying to fit different ones in and stuff. So it's given us is more time to work on, you know, a little bit of team shape, a little bit of understanding of you know what we want from the players. That seems to have gone really well. So we've kind of used those extra 2 or 3 weeks to really work on, you know, stuff that you probably don't get chance to do normally in a normal pre-season. If you're trying to look at new players, you know, you're trying to, you know, you're trying to give them minutes on the pitch so you can make assessments on them in training as well. So it's given us a good platform to work on a lot of things that we wouldn't normally have got out. So I think that's kind of why we're in a better place than possibly we would have been in a normal pre-season.
And when it comes to you personally as well, obviously this is the first job since Ashton United, and it seems like it's an obvious question to me because I've been to Stafford Rangers, I've seen the setup, it's an impressive setup. But what was it about Stafford where you went, that's my way back, that's the job I want at this stage?
It's just it's a massive football club. You know, as you say, it's a great little setup. It's the potential for the support. I think they were bottom of the league last year, and they were still getting 700 through the gate. So. You can see the potential there. If we start well, you know, COVID restriction permitting, you know, I think we could touch 1,000 people through the gate. You know, we want to play attractive football. We're getting quite a lot of plaudits through pre-season for the style of football that we play, and the effort and endeavour the players are putting in. You know, the supporters seem to be buying into it. So, you know, from that perspective, it's a great football club to be at, and I think it deserves to be in a higher division. I really do. There's some great people behind the scenes, and they just had 3 or 4 pretty barren years, really, where they just want a little bit of success, and hopefully I'm the man to bring that to them.
And how important is it for you? I mean, you talked about the, you know, playing attractive football and that. How important is that for you to add to the gate? Because like you say, the gate's there, but you know, the possibility for bigger gates are there as well. But like you say, it needs attractive football and that kind of thing. So what's your plan for taking that on?
Yeah, listen, it's a results business. So if you're playing attractive football, you're not winning football matches. You know, I'm not naive enough to think that, you know, you'd still be in a job. So you have to combine the two, really. Obviously, I play a certain style of football, and that I think is easy on the eye. Hopefully that gets us results at the same time as well. And it's a style of football that, you know, the people like watching. Obviously, we do build our attacks from the back. We don't kind of go back to front. We build everything through the thirds, and in transition in pre-season we've been absolutely superb. We've played with real intensity out of possession, and we've not given teams, you know, any time to settle on the ball, and we've kind of dominated in the games that we've played so far. And as I said, the supporters have kind of bought into that. You know, we're getting, you know, really good feedback, and they're saying the style of football is something that they really want to watch, and they feel that it'll bring other people back in through the gate as well. So it does help, but at the same time, we're not stupid. We've got to win games, really.
And there is obviously a big elephant in the room, and that elephant's called COVID, and he's really, really annoying. how do you prepare for this season ahead? Because, you know, you're going to have to be on your toes with all this, with fixtures and that kind of thing, aren't you? So you as a manager, how do you prepare for this up and down season we're about to embark upon?
I think you've just got to plan as if nothing's going to happen. Really, I think it's so fast moving that we don't know what's going to happen. You know, and let's be right, I don't think the government do either. The flip flopping constantly through their guidelines. So we've just got to crack on as normal, really, and hope that, you know, we don't get a second lockdown or we don't get any regional lockdowns, and none of our players test positive or anything. So it's kind of business as usual, really. It's frustrating in a sense because we want, you know, people through the gates, and we can only have 10 in the dressing room before games at this moment in time. And, you know, there's a lot of work behind the scenes to, you know, we've got a COVID officer who's putting all the risk assessments, health and safety stuff together now. So we have to adhere to, we have to wear masks and stuff. So it is a new world at this moment in time. You know, I pray for another, to when we're through all this, because it is highly frustrating for everybody at this moment in time. You know, we also got to take into account there's people dying out there from it as well. So we have to do our bit. And I said, just crack on as normal as we possibly can, really.
And have you noticed it? Because obviously we're starting the season a lot later, and, you know, I spoke to a couple of managers, and there's this thing at the moment where managers rely on clubs to decide their squads a bit higher up the pyramid and that kind of thing. Are you noticing that it's a bit sparse at the moment, the pickings that are available for and the bargains that are available for the new season? And are you expecting that to just be an avalanche at some point in late September?
I'll be perfectly honest. I thought that the market would change regarding kind of wages and stuff like that players would be expecting and clubs would be paying out. But from what we've seen, there's some monstrous wages being paid by football clubs, predominantly being obviously with rich backers behind them. I think the community clubs that rely on, you know, revenue streams coming in through the football club, you know, i.e. pitch hire and venue hire and stuff like that. I think they're the ones that have been hit the most, but you've seen the ones that have got, you know, rich benefactors behind them still paying, you know, big money. I think there's more money this year in the top end of the table than I've ever seen anyway. So there's that. There's the handicap, really, that the Conference North teams don't go back to October the 3rd. So any players that are trialling with those and maybe don't get deals towards the end of pre-season or Conference National League pre-season, they're going to be touching around for clubs. But we're pretty much done recruitment-wise. So, you know, that boat's probably sailed for some of those players as well. And that's the risk that they take, I suppose, when they go on trial at these National League clubs, and they probably had offers lower down but wanted to take the chance. And, you know, that's the risk they take, really. But I think there will be a number of players that don't get deals elsewhere that will be washing around early doors. And I suppose if your squad's not in place and you're still looking for players, then it may be a good space for you. But we're quite happy. We've done our recruitment, you know, kind of early-ish, and we've kind of just cut the numbers down as we've gone along. We had like 23 about 10 days ago, really, and we're down to the 18 that we want now. So I'm quite happy with that.
No, great stuff. I was going to say that there's advantages to that, like you say. I mean, it's a tried and tested squad now, isn't it, through pre-season? So there's no surprises. So with that regard, and you spoke about the top end of the division, but, you know, you've done that before and snuck in behind the big spenders in the past. So what's your assessment on what Stafford can achieve in this turbulent season coming up?
Well, listen, you know, the club's not finished higher than 14th since they got back into the Northern Premier League. So, you know, first of all, you know, we've got to aim above that, and then we'll see where we go. You know, by rights, really, they should have been relegated last year. You know, they were on the way for that. So we've had that kind of reprieve. So we can't expect to start thinking about, you know, winning playoffs and stuff like that. Although, you know, we'll set our goals internally. You know, and obviously you just alluded to the fact that, you know, I've done it previously at Ashton with limited budgets, similar to what we've got at Stafford Rangers this time now. So budgets get you one thing, you know, probably documented, you know, I struggled a little bit last year at Ashton with a decent budget. So budgets mean nothing. I've had a good budget and done very well, and I've had a big budget and the team's not performed. So we'll go into it. We feel that we've got a strong squad. You know, we're secretly thinking that we're going to do okay. I'm not going to put any kind of targets on that at this moment in time, but, you know, pre-season's gone pretty well for us. We look strong. We've got options all over the squad. So we're in a good space. I just hope we carry this form on into the season. If we do, then you know, I think we're in for a decent one.
Jody Bannum there, manager of Stafford Rangers, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's NPL show. A big, big thank you to Mark, Martin, Jody and Gary for joining me on this week's show. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk and make sure you follow the league on Twitter and on Facebook and all the other social media platforms that I'm unaware of as someone in their late 30s. But we'll be back next week with another NPL show where we'll be catching up with a load more managers on the eve of a brand new season. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all have a lovely and safe weekend, and you'll be hearing from us again next week. Bye-bye.